Hi, Anderson. This is Jessica Bedard. I hope you had a great weekend. I am sitting here right now to answer your 10 questions about our first interview. So your first question is, how did I got into fashion and study and design? So my husband was a professional baseball player for 12 years in the States. And I used to own a spa in Canada. And when we got engaged, I decided to sell my spa and followed him in his career for the last 2 years that he played. So when he retired 2 years ago, he asked me, Jessica, what is your dream? And my dream was to have a shoe line. So that being said, we Googled the best school in footwear industry in the world, and we found one in Milan called Arsutoria. So I went to study in pattern making and collection development. So I did that, and when my class was over, one of the teachers came to me and sort of fell in love with my collection development project and asked me if he could become my manager. So I now have a team in Italy, a manager and an assistant, and I have become one of the first students in 14 years to be chosen by a teacher. And from there, we started to work together and to answer your second question, which is telling you about my brand. So how I decided to do a bridal collection came from when I got married. I thought it was a bit challenging to find a wedding shoe. Personally, everything I was looking at, I just felt it was really tacky, a lot of bling or cheap shoes. And I love shoes so much that I decided to choose my wedding shoes before my dress. And, you know, having a lack of choice, I decided, why wouldn't I do that? You know, start with a bridal collection. So I decided to build a brand that would be a lot more matte and clean lines. And I love mixing different textures together. So that's what I did. I decided to start with a bridal collection. And I got my inspiration. I really, really admire the Japanese fashion. So I really like the fact that they are always in advance from America. And so I get a lot of inspiration from Japan. And who is my target? So I would say a woman between 20 and 45. A modern bride, someone who's looking from something a bit less traditional, but more modern, more edgy. And what characterizes my shoes? I would say behind a brand, you need to have a story. So I think when you have a story behind your brand, it makes it just so much more special. So when I design my bridal collection, I really, really give a lot of thought to that. And it took me over a year to came up with this story. But in my brand, I have something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. So I sort of created the tradition that we have in America in my shoes, because it's always challenging to get the something old, new, borrowed, and blue on your wedding day. So something new is your shoe, and something blue is the top heel on every pair of my shoe for bridal is blue, a pastel blue. And I have invent a magnetic ring under the outsole, under the shoe. So for good luck in her marriage, the bride takes the ring and she ship it back to me in the little envelope that I provide in the shoebox. And we reuse it on another pair of shoes. So that just makes the shoe even more special because there's something emotional, I think, in my brand. And for something old, this tradition is extremely old. It's over 200 years old. So we have debossed it under each outsole. So you really get the tradition in the shoe, which makes it special, but also so much more simple for the bride to follow this tradition. What is my creative process like? So, you know, I feel that I get my inspiration in different things. I don't think a designer gets up in the morning and have everything figured out for this next collection, let's say. I can be walking on the street and looking at a building and just find a detail, any architecture, and somehow I get inspired for, you know, something in my next collection. Or I could also be on a plane and this woman has, you know, a bag and I see a detail that brings an idea in my head, you know. So I feel inspiration. I find inspiration in different aspects, different sort of experience in my life. And it's always different for the next collection. And I always go to Italy because I produce my shoes in Italy in a little village called Vigevano. It's very charming. I get really inspired when I go there. So when I design, I always go to Italy in my little office with my manager and my assistant. And we all work together. And we also produce in Vigevano. So we have a manufactory, an extremely old manufactory. I produce, I think, with the masters in the business. And so they also manage my production when I am here in Canada. So I'm very, very grateful for the people that I work with in Italy. Aside from my bridal collection, which I start with, I am now developing a prêt-à-porter Jessica Bédard collection. So I realized that bridal is maybe 20% of the market, you know. So having a prêt-à-porter line is very exciting for me because I will be reaching a bigger market. And this new line is, it's starting very small, but we are developing, and by next year, we will have something really exciting. This year, we are having 15 shoes coming out in July. For this prêt-à-porter line, I got inspiration from furniture architecture in Germany. So this collection is extremely modern, but also very, very clean lines. And I have customized a really special heel that will come out only by next year in fall. But it is made of a very light wood. It is real wood, but it's also extremely light. Light in weight and light in colors. So there is no vein or grain in the wood. So if you are familiar with Haze or Copenhagen new collection, it's like it's inspired by those designer in furniture. And I have something extremely special that I will be talking maybe a bit later as it's coming out. A lot of velvet and patterns from the 70s, very fun colors. So I'm extremely excited about that collection. It's also all handmade in Italy by the masters in the business. It is real leather as well. All my shoes have a real leather insole and a real leather outsole. So they are all handmade in Italy, very comfortable, but yet extremely in fashion and sexy. Which brings me to the next question, number 7. How do you want women to feel when they wear a pair of shoes, of your shoes? You know, when I wear shoes, especially my shoes, I will say every time I wear my shoes, I get at least 3 compliments during that day. And that is extremely important to me because I think that you can have the best outfit in the world. If you don't have the right shoes, everything is ruined for me. So I want women to feel beautiful and sexy. And I think if it's a shoe that is well made, it should also be, there should be comfort, you know, because there's nothing worse than walking with the most beautiful shoes, but you can't stand it for more than an hour because it's not comfortable. Producing my shoes with real leather makes my shoes extremely comfortable because real leather, we all know that your shoes, your feet sort of like shape the shoes to your feet. So, you know, I want them to feel unique also. I want them to feel unique. I want them to feel beautiful, sexy, unique, and fashion, like they're in, you know. And when you get compliment wearing a pair of shoes, you know you have succeed. My future plan with the bridal collection I do with my shoe. So the first collection, we were introducing, you know, the tradition in the shoe. So there's something old, new, borrowed, and blue. This collection was, there was different texture, but it's very white. So what's fun about the future plan, what's coming out, we have a collection coming out in July, the second bridal collection. There's a lot more colors. So we have introduced, you know, snakeskin in rose gold. We have champagne and we have metallic silver. And then we have a really, really interesting detail in knots, so it's a detail, and it looks like a flower, but it's really a knot. And we also have fur, but a very interesting one. And then, so you know, to the eyes, it's really, really fun because we're adding colors. It's just more beautiful to the eyes. And I think it would also give a value to the first collection when you mix it all together, because we will be keeping the first collection also with the second one. Where can you find my shoes? So I got very fortunate the first year. So this year I got into the Panache store. Panache Bridal is a very... very big deal in the States. It's a very high-end store. They sell very, very big designer. Dresses are extremely expensive. So I got in Panache Bridal in New York City and in Beverly Hills. So you can find my shoes there. Or you can also find my shoes on my website. I have a really beautiful website. It's called idowithmyshoe.com. So shoe with no S, idowithmyshoe.com, or jessica-bedard.com. So those are the 3 places that you can find my shoes, and I invite everyone to go have a look at them, at least online if you're not in the States. And then... what advice would I give a bride? You know, I'm just that person who I think every wedding are beautiful. Whether it's a small wedding or a big wedding, An advice I would give is to really get what you want on that day and what your husband want on that day. It's not about what your mother-in-law or your bridesmaids want. It is your day. It's your special day. And I think you want to look at that day in 20 years and have no regrets. And to have no regret is to really sit down and look at what do I want and my husband want on that day and just absolutely get everything that is special on that list. So you have no regret ever remembering that really special day. So I hope that answers your question, Anderson. And if you have any question for me, please just write to me, and I can give you further information if I'm missing anything on that list. So looking forward to speak to you, and I hope you have a great day. Thank you.